former St. Louis Cardinal, Rochester Red Wings player and manager, minor league manager, and big league farm director, Spex DePorser has led an amazing baseball life. It began in 1912 when, at 13 years of age, he got 50 cents a week to post ball scores on a blackboard in a New York City saloon. He played baseball on the playground, and later on with some of the top semi-pro teams in the area, before earning a spot with the St. Louis Cardinals at the age of 22.
I didn't play high school ball, I didn't play college ball, only semi-pro ball, didn't play any minor league ball. And I jumped right to the Cardinals in 1921 and stayed there. That's an achievement I'm rather proud of.
Speck's best position was second base, but unfortunately ran into a couple of guys named Rogers Hornsby and Frankie Frisch, two future Hall of Famers. That was during Speck's stay in St. Louis through 8 years. But he led the league in pinch hitting in 1926 and drove in the pennant-clinching run for the Cardinals, who went on to a World Series victory that year. Overall, he had particular success against pitcher Dazzy Vance, a Hall of Famer who spent most of his pro years with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Now, he was a great fastball pitcher, and he was the best pitcher the Dodgers had in that time, and he had a great curveball, too, but he really threw it. He didn't have to. He struck out 17 Cardinals in one game one time, and I was the only man that didn't strike out. Hornsby struck out three times, and Bottomley struck out three times.
In 1928, Spex was sent down to the Rochester Red Wings, immediately helping the club to four consecutive pennants. Spex was named Most Valuable Player in 1929 and 30. In 1929, DePorser successfully accepted 1,064 chances, still the record in any league. He also aided the Wings in setting a club record for double plays, turning over 225.
Well, the secret was that I was a good pivot man and a good starting double plays, too. So I was in 145 double plays that year. The year we set that record, Heinie Sand was a shortstop and a great friend of mine. We teamed up in great shape together.
DePorser went on to manage the Wings from 1932 through 34, and says Rochester was the place to be during that time.
Wonderful. I thought it was the most wonderful town, and I had other people that I told that 2 years ago who weren't from Rochester, who agreed with me, who had been there, that I think Rochester was the best town in the United States at that time, in every way. A high-class citizenry, a lot of high-class industries, like Kodak and Taylor Instruments and so many of the others.
In 1948, Spex lost his vision in one eye, and by 1951, he was completely blind. But he was never one to get down on himself.
Yeah, I spoke at 1,400 high schools, assemblies, in 17 states, over a period of several years, right after that time. And I told them about some things about my career, but I also talked about my blindness and how I accepted it and tried to encourage them not to feel sorry for yourself. Things went wrong, you know, the philosophy.
Spex doesn't agree with dome stadiums and artificial turf, but still follows the game faithfully.
I do. I try to pick the pennant winners, and I listen to all the games, and I get to know how, if I hear the games enough, I get to know just how they have to be pitched to, actually. I know what their weaknesses is and everything. That may sound boastful, but it's true. Nevertheless, I get enough out of it, and I see where the ball is pitched and what they throw him and what field he hits to.
All-time Rochester Red Wings great, Spex DePorser.